You're listening to SBS News.
My name is Barbara Müller. I'm the coordinator of Hello Welcome. Hello Welcome is a meeting point for everybody, for Swiss people, for migrants, refugees.
And what countries do they come from?
We have many people from Afghanistan, Eritrea, Kurdistan, Somalia.
One thing all the people here have in common is a need for patience. It can take years for the Swiss authorities to decide their future. Ferit was once an English teacher in Turkey's Kurdish region.
People are kind and helpful, but the process for asylum is sometimes it is very long. For me personally, it was 2 years, and it was hard for me to wait 2 years amid uncertain situations.
For Mohammed from Iraq, it's even longer. Just 24, he's been in Switzerland 6 years and still has no decision.
I've got nothing, not even ID papers. I just sit here all day. I can't do anything. It's a bad feeling. It makes me feel bad.
From Ukraine? Yes.
Not many miles away, Anastasia and her sister are settling into their new life. In just a few weeks, Switzerland has taken in more than 50,000 refugees from Ukraine.
Given the enormous challenge with this refugee crisis, the authorities, they have been doing quite well so far.
Eliane Engler of the Swiss Refugee Council welcomes the government's rapid, bureaucracy-free treatment of the new arrivals, including a brand new residency permit.
Refugees from Ukraine get a status, which means the freedom to travel, a rapid family reunification, rapid access to integration measures and being able to work immediately.
But Eliane fears this warm welcome is creating a two-tier system.
You know, when you have other war refugees, they first go to a federal asylum center and they're waiting there for months. And now they see the Ukrainians come in and out the same day. So obviously, they are frustrated. That is totally understandable. And we demand equal treatment.
Switzerland isn't the only European country to show more flexibility to Ukrainians. The authorities say it's the only practical way to cope with so many people arriving so quickly. But meanwhile, Syrians, Afghans and others are drowning in the Mediterranean, trying to reach Europe. Back at the Hello Welcome Centre, many refugees are still waiting to learn their future, and Ferit hopes the generosity shown to those from Ukraine will now be extended to all.